1-800-234 an appointment. Toledo Health, quality care convenient to you.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, you want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema has Companion, Dogman, brand new movies playing. Got a lot of other movies playing as well. Go to KettyAnnaCinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. Get the movies that you want to see and in the comfort of a great environment. Parkway Cinema, my good friends over there, Mr. Freeman, the gang, make sure that every movie is a great experience. Tomorrow, it is the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl and everything going on. Today, a friend of mine for a long time, if you live in Vernon Parish, each morning when you wake up, you can feel a little safer, a little more secure, knowing that Sheriff Sam Kraft is on the job, and he's been on the job for a long time. Sheriff, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I was trying to determine, are you in your seventh term?
Yes, sir. On July the 1st, I started my seventh term. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday you became the sheriff.
You know, time has really flown by. And it seems like days just get quicker and the months get quicker. And I told somebody the other day, we just came through Christmas and New Year's. We'll blink our eye and it'll be the 4th of July. And then the next time we blink our eye, it'll be Thanksgiving. Well, and of course, from Thanksgiving through that Christmas holiday is just a quick blur again. And here another year will be gone.
A friend of mine told me the other day in Vernon Parish, said, you know, Sheriff Sam Kraft has got still the excitement of doing a great job in the sheriff's office as he did the first day he took office. And I applaud you for that. You got an interesting situation because you have a military base in your parish, but crime is pretty low there. You've done a great job. So tell me what you're working on these days.
Well, we just try to stay proactive. We try to stay current on everything that evolves and develops that affects us. And you know, a lot of it affects us adversely. So we have to adjust to that. But certainly with all the technology that's evolving and all the different aspects that go into what we do daily, we have a lot of benefits that we can utilize that, as my kids say back in the old days, when they refer to something, I'll be telling them this, "Oh, Daddy, that was back in the old days." You know, as compared to things that we had at our disposal in the old days compared to now, certainly with technology, we have a lot of benefits to our job. But still a lot of it is just one-on-one with individuals, you know, be it a victim of a crime or just somebody that needs to vent. A lot of it is still just personal one-on-one between law enforcement and individuals. That's what makes our job interesting.
I want to talk about a special situation. Since Donald Trump has taken office, I don't know that he's ever gone to sleep. It seems like he's working 24 hours a day, and he pretty well told Mexico, we're going to make life miserable unless you send troops up and start controlling the fentanyl distribution into the USA. Will that benefit Vernon Parish if he's able to get control of the fentanyl?
Absolutely.
Is there a big problem there or not?
Well, I'm not going to call it a big problem, but it is a problem, and we have had fentanyl overdoses here. You know, somebody taking something that they didn't think, you know, they thought it was, you know, some sort of pain pill, Well, come to find out, it was laced with fentanyl. And all that is a direct contributor to what's been, you know, coming across our border. So absolutely, it will have a pot. It may take a few months, but we, not just here, but everywhere, we should start seeing the effects of that added presence at the border. And certainly Mexico needs to step up. That's where it's flowing from.
Well, and a lot of other drugs flowing from Mexico as well. And I think it's safe to say we're never going to get rid of all the drugs in America. As long as we've got people wanting them, we'll have people supplying them. But what's the work that the Vernon Parish Sheriff's Office does in trying to control the amount that comes into Vernon Parish?
Well, we have our narcotics task force right here locally, comprised of just Vernon Parish deputies, and we work very closely with our neighbors in Sabine. Sheriff Mitchell, his guys are, I mean, my guys are up there all the time, and his guys are down here all the time. The same with Natchitoches, Rapides Parish. I got Allen on one corner, and I have Beauregard on the other. So I have all of my neighboring parishes. We work very closely. And we also work really closely with Newton County just across the river here from us. And so we all work closely together, sharing information, you know, tips that we receive about what's going on back and forth, who's bouncing from parish to parish. And so it just takes a lot of hands-on coordinated efforts to, you know, you can't necessarily stop it, but you can certainly stem the tide, so to speak, and try to curtail as much as you can.
Sheriff Mark Hufford, a good friend of mine, and yes, Beauregard Parish. He's great to work with, is he not?
He is a fine gentleman. I've known him for years. And yes, indeed, he's a good sheriff. He's a good person. Yes.
Now, Vernon Parish has got its own, for lack of a better term, prison. How many people you normally have in their location?
I've got right at 150 every day.
So are you full normally?
In most days, yes. Some days we'll have a few beds to spare, but and we try to keep two or three, you know, open chunks,
sure,
per se. But yes, that number is pretty well consistent. You know, it'll ebb and flow a little bit as court processes each month and people go into court and get sentenced or, you know, get credit for the time that they have done. But that's a pretty consistent number, that 148, 152, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. So what happens when you have more people that need to be in jail cells than you have jail cells available? Where do they go?
We roll out. We put cots on the concrete, they just sleep on the floors inside those dorms.
So is that going to be an ongoing problem in Louisiana and maybe in America, not having enough facilities?
Yes, and in the state, actually, to be honest, the state DOC, Department of Corrections, they are hardly taking any inmates that get sentenced to Department of Correction time right now currently because they are overcrowded at their prisons, at the state prisons. They are busting at the seams, so to speak, and which is means that number keeps growing in parish jails, you know, because most sheriffs, not quite all, but the vast majority of sheriffs do house state prisoners. Number one, usually you can get some good mechanics, good, you know, guys that you can shift around and, you know, help to change tires, change oil, you know, things of that nature. So you do get some good workers, you know, like our trash crews that we're out and about and in mowing cemeteries. A lot of those are state prisoners that there's just right now not enough room in state facilities.
But so do you want state
relationship?
Prison?
Well, yes, because number one, there's a little bit of financial perk on that state per diem that, you know, you can benefit from, and also just from the sheer aspect of having inmates to work details on, such as trash pickup. You know, we mow gosh, we mow 200 and some odd cemeteries here, or 200 and some odd different places.
Are you serious?
Burning Parish, yes. That's fire stations.
You got a landscape company inside that place.
cemeteries. Yes, that's strictly inmate labor. Yes, sir.
I want to talk more about that, but we got to go to commercial break. My friend Sheriff Sam Kraft is with us this morning. Vernon Parish Sheriff's Office. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Broadline Services. We're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab, and maybe it's time to change out the flooring in your home. They've got a great selection. You can choose from ceramic tile, porcelain, wood, carpet, or maybe you want something else. Talk to Tim or Juanita. They're at 318-652-1215. Or go to broadlineservices.org.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Coss, a communications major from Manny, Louisiana, and I'm proud to call Northwestern State University home. NSU is more than just a school, it's a community. From exciting campus events and pep rallies to a vibrant Greek life and cheering on the Demons at Turpin Stadium, there's always something happening. Whether you're hitting the books or making lifelong friends, NSU gives you every opportunity to get involved and make the most of your college experience. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today. Forkum Demons.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes. Great colors and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
If you're ready to redecorate your home, let me make a suggestion. Nichols has everything you need to redecorate with, including advice. They're in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. They're ready to serve. You've been there over 100 years providing great service. Nichols Department Stores. Sheriff Sam Kraft is our guest this morning. And Sheriff, before we took the break, we were talking about like mowing almost 300 church cemeteries a month. Tell me all the things that you do public service-wise like that.
Well, we do litter abatement, litter pickup. Like we were discussing earlier, sometime I have two full-time gentlemen who strictly work inmates. And during these winter months, so to speak, we do trash pickup. And then I have a couple of gentlemen who work part-time, two or three days a week. They're retirees, and they work two or three days a week. And on their days, they also do trash pickup. But we also mow, gosh, right around 200 different places within Vernon Parish, and we utilize inmates to mow those places. That's cemeteries, our parish parks on Lake Vernon and Anacoka Lake. We maintain those parks and mow them and keep the trash picked up. and our fire departments, our voting precincts, and some of our senior citizen buildings we maintain the grounds for.
Well, you brought up our next topic. You are very involved in our senior citizens in Vernon Parish and around the area. Tell me about some of the programs you got for senior citizens.
Well, I utilize any time a senior citizen, and it don't have to be a senior citizen, but if they need a ride to a hospital or a doctor's office and they don't have a way and they call here, we arrange and we make sure they get to that appointment. So we provide transportation to doctors and hospitals for primarily citizens, but they don't necessarily have to be a senior citizen. And we just participated with your radio station on a blanket drive either last week or week before, right here at our local council on aging right here in Leesville. And we gathered up a bunch of blankets and lap throws and such and brought up there. I didn't get to go myself, but several of my employees went and participated with your and we done the nursing home Christmas drive back at Christmas, the nursing home in Rosepine with your radio station. And we also participated just right here at our local Leesville nursing home with some Christmas presents. So we try to, engage with our senior citizens and you know, keep up with them. And anytime, we encourage all of them, if you're going to be gone, and this is just for anybody, please call us, give us your address, tell us the date you're going to be gone, and we will regularly and routinely patrol your house to make sure it stays safe while you're out of town.
Had the cable TV company at Fort Polk for over 20 years. I absolutely love Fort Polk and what great Americans we have at Fort Polk.
Yes.
I know you feel the same way. How does it affect the sheriff's office, Vernon Parish? Because Fort Polk is like any military installation. Sometimes it's almost completely overflowing with people. Sometimes they're deployed. Does that have a lot of effect?
It does, and we see those lows and those highs. A lot of times you can just tell it by the ebb and flow of the traffic. If we have a deployment, and, you know, you can see in a lot of times during a deployment, if it's going to be for anywhere from 9 to 12 months, those girlfriends, spouses, et cetera, they go back home where they have, you know, their own family group. And so it's really, if they say, okay, 2,500 guys or soldiers are deploying, you might as well say 5,000 people six and leave your community, because they all have a significant other, and that person generally will go back home to where she has her family or he has his family, where they'll have that family network and that support instead of staying, you know, here for 9 to 12 months. And so certainly we see the highs and the lows, but they're a great partner, a great neighbor, and, you know, numerous military people retire here. And then they'll spend the rest of their lives right here. So it's a wonderful asset, and as you're well aware of, such a tremendous economic impact, not only to us right here, but to the entire state. It's quite a huge economic impact.
Well, you brought up something that I wanted to comment for a second on, is I can remember back many years ago at Fort Polk, a large number of the people were single, young guys and women that were in training. But now most of Fort Polk is experienced, seasoned military personnel that have wives and kids. Am I not correct?
You are correct. Yeah, many years ago when it was, it would be primarily single, unmarried soldiers rolling through. But now they're family people, and they set down roots here. And while they're, you know, they may actually be reassigned and go some, but while they are assigned here, their children go to our schools and they play on our baseball and basketball and football teams throughout the parish and go to our local churches and, you know, shop in our local markets and stores. and they just become part of our communities here. So it has the military has evolved over the years, and they're not the type of soldier with a wife, kids, etc. He's very less inclined to get in some sort of trouble.
I was going to say, going from the training and evolving into the experienced military family has got to make your life a lot easier.
it certainly has, by all means. You are correct. Yes. Yes.
We're visiting with Sheriff Sam James. Are you the longest serving sheriff in Louisiana right now or not?
No, the sheriff in Lafourche is probably on his ninth term, Craig Weber.
Okay.
And then the sheriff in St. Charles, Greg Champagne, is probably on his eighth or ninth.
That's so pretty amazing. Sheriff Sam James. Sheriff Sam Kraft, our guest this morning. You know, Sam, there was a sheriff. Do you remember Sam James?
Natchitoches Parish, correct?
You got it.
Listen, I remember as a little boy, my daddy talking about Sam James, yes.
Sam James served a long time in Natchitoches Parish. That name just came up in my mind there. Sam Kraft is our guest this morning. He's sheriff of Vernon Parish. We're going to take a quick break. Northwestern State University is an online Master of Science in Nursing. A nurse practitioner program has been ranked as the best in Louisiana. If you're looking at going into nursing, you want to get the best education, the best value, Northwestern State University can provide that for you. Contact recruiting today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Okay, if it's time for that eye exam, let me suggest you call Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They specialize in fitting you for glasses and contacts. They can do cataract surgery. They can do anything dealing with your eyes. 15 locations to serve you. Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria, some of the locations. Call 318-487-2020 for an appointment or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Sheriff Sam Kraft, our guest this morning. We were talking during the break. You work very closely with the different sheriffs, and especially the city police in Vernon Parish. I assume that all adds to the benefit of security and safety for Vernon Parish.
Well, you have to have cooperation amongst your neighboring and in your in-parish agencies. And, of course, we're the lead. You know, we are the primary law enforcement agent for the parish, but obviously Leesville City Police, New Llano, and then, you know, our little respective towns, Anacoka, Hornbeck, they all have a local chief. And obviously we have to work very closely with them to make sure that those calls are handled promptly and given the full attention that they need, because a one-man chief in Anacoka, Hornbeck, or Simpson don't have the resources that we can bring to him. And so it just makes for a better, safer parish when everybody works together, to include the state police and, you know, all of our other attorney general and et cetera.
Let me go back and test your history, Sam, and you're going to have to think about this for a second. You remember Frankie Howard. He was sheriff prior to you being sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Do you have as many barbecue pits as Frankie Howard had?
Listen, I don't know how many he had, but I got three, and we hadn't put a dent in his mark yet. But listen, the chickens sleep safer at night. That's what I tell people. The chickens feel safer at night when they go to roost.
Frankie and I were good friends, but Frankie got really upset with me one time, because I don't know if you remember this or not, but some people robbed the, I believe, Sabine State Bank on the installation at Fort Polk by using a helicopter.
Helicopter. I do recall that, yes.
I was down at Fort Polk that day, and that was a big story. And Robert Gentry and I put together a cartoon and put it in the newspaper that showed Frankie Howard in a sheriff's car with a barbecue pit hooked behind it, smoke coming out of it, chasing the helicopter. And I forget the guy's name now from Hornbeck, yelling, "Wait a minute, Sheriff, I want one more chicken leg.
Give me a chicken leg before you leave."
And I thought that was, and Frankie got kind of upset at that, but I thought it was one of the funniest things. I miss Frankie. He was a great representative and a good friend of yours and of mine as well.
After his retirement and during his legislative tenure, he and I got closer during that tenure, and even after he was term limited as the state rep, he would call almost daily.
And he didn't mind calling you at 5 o'clock in the morning either.
No, indeed, you better have your clock set. And you know, ironically, the lady he married after Miss Betty passed was my cousin.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and I still see her around. She's doing well.
I hope she's doing well.
We all miss Frankie. Yes.
Sam, it's almost like homecoming, getting to visit with you. You do a great job in Vernon Parish. The people in Vernon Parish and throughout Louisiana are so fortunate to have you as a sheriff, and thank you for taking some time from your busy schedule this morning and talking with us.
Well, thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next time.
We'll do it again soon.
When are you coming back to Louisiana?